The agenda for this debate is the focus on the climate crisis and the ongoing war in Ukraine. And as you know, more than 140 world leaders and government officials are present now for the high-level debate, which effectively begins on Tuesday. It's been a heavy traffic all across parts of New York, especially here in Manhattan, close to the UN. Some of the world leaders have been arriving, so you know they are blocking sections of the roads to pave way for them to go to several meetings that they will be attending. So that is the latest development here in New York at the moment. Traffic is heavy, but the climate crisis and the ongoing war in Ukraine, experts are telling me, will be the major agenda for this high-level debate here at the UN General Assembly in New York.
Like you said, world leaders have been arriving in New York for this session, and U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to be addressing the assembly sometime this week. What is the, you mentioned climate change already, is that the big agenda, the overarching theme here?
It is, and then the ongoing war in Ukraine as well. As you know, for those of us in Africa, a lot of African countries say that they bear the brunt of climate change and the crisis, and I've been calling on wealthier or Western nations to help finance efforts to cushion the effect of climate change on their people and their country. They often argue that the wealthier nations have contributed significantly more to conditions that have accelerated climate change or the crisis. So let's see how things will go and the resolutions or outcome of the debate on steps and the commitment of both groups towards combating climate change and or financing efforts to cushion the effect of climate change on these African countries. So it remains to be seen when they begin the high-level debate on Tuesday on this focus. And you know, a lot of African countries have also been complaining that the ongoing war in Ukraine has been having a torrid time on their economies. Some can't get grain, some can't, prices of goods and services have shot up, inflation has shot up in a lot of African countries. So a lot of economies are suffering as a result of the ongoing war in Ukraine, compounded by the climate crisis. So these are two major issues that these world leaders, 140 of them, will be debating beginning tomorrow, Tuesday.
And focusing on Africa, you and I cover the continent, and we know a lot is going on in different parts of Africa right now. What is expected to feature in African leaders' speeches and discussions? What are some of the burning issues?
Well, the key issue, like I mentioned, is how to resolve the ongoing war in Ukraine, because they know and they have been expressing concern that the ongoing war is affecting their economies. And then the climate crisis, of course, COVID is also raising its head again. And a lot of them are, you know, worried that it could even shut their economies down like it did 2 years ago. So these are three key issues that they will be talking about. You know, I'll be sitting down with some of them to get some of other issues that they want to talk about. Now, let us also be reminded that this year's Sustainable Development Goals, or SDG Summit, which kicks off today, ends tomorrow, September 19, here in New York. It will mark a new phase, as experts tell me, of what they call accelerated progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals, with high-level political guidance on transformative and accelerated actions ahead of the 2030 target. And this is convened by the President of the General Assembly, which will mark halfway point to the deadline set for achieving the 2030 agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals. So these are key issues that are ongoing. Let's see what these African leaders will be talking about, because when in 2019, and before that, when it was pushed through, they embraced it. However, some countries are not doing so well. Others are almost there. So let's see how things go here with this high-level week of the General Assembly.